Three recent grads at Vanderbilt University, two of whom have come down with COVID and since recovered, have now come up with an antimicrobial phone case that may protect against the virus, and they are donating some to hospitals in Nashville and also here in New York City. Andrew Medland from Aris is now on the news line, Aris being the Latin word for copper, which I think factors into what you guys are working with. Tell us how this works. What is it and what does it do?
So what we've made is a copper composite phone case made out of copper. And copper has evidence to kill all forms of harmful germs, including bacteria and viruses. And basically, it will continuously clean your phone case so that while you're cleaning your hands multiple times a day, you also need to clean your phone to make sure that you're cleaning your hands is just as effective.
So copper kills all these bad things.
That is correct.
How do you know it works?
There's actually a huge amount of information on copper's effectiveness in this field. And copper has a valence electron, so one outer electron, and that allows it to continuously zap the membrane of germs and neutralize them on contact, and it will continuously kill them indefinitely, basically. So as long as you have copper, even if it oxidizes, even if anything else happens, it will continue to kill bacteria indefinitely. And the fact that this hasn't been more widespread and used more was our initial question. I mean, how has nobody used this? Has it been so effective? We think that the barrier to that is cost traditionally, but we have figured out a way of applying copper at a very thin level, thick enough to where it retains those properties, but thin enough to where it is lightweight and not expensive.
So how expensive is it?
Our phone cases retail for $39 now, including the one-to-one donation for healthcare workers. You can find them on our website, aeris.one, which is A-E-R-I-S.
How are three guys fresh out of Vanderbilt able to put this together and manufacture it and roll it out so fast?
Well, it all came together pretty quickly. We found a manufacturer out in California who could work with us to do this process. We had an Indiegogo platform about a month ago, which raised us some money, and now we are producing at full-scale production.
So how about this? Copper-coated railings on all New York City subway trains. Copper everywhere. Yeah, I checked into what he was saying, and if you look and research it, he's not far off the mark. As wacky as it might sound, researchers have, for example, studied the railings at Grand Central Terminal, more than 100 years old, and the copper is still working, and the antimicrobial effect does not go away.